Blog Talk Radio.
All right. We are live. Brothers and sisters on Blog Talk, thank you for your patience. Holding on, make sure y'all know the rules. Make sure there's nothing playing in the background.
Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Get that noise?
It's a little static.
Huh?
It's a little white noise.
Okay, let's try it. There's a lot of white noise that's working in the back. Hold on. All right, let's try it.
It's kind of normal, right?
It's normal? Okay.
It's not too much out of the ordinary.
All right, it's good. All right, let's go through it. The hunter dividing its prey. How they have calculated a way to have a brother indirectly attack the book. When setting the record straight, understand the wiles of the devil and get on code. Do not be dissuaded or distracted or confused. What's going on with the CPAC thing was definitely orchestrated by the devil. All right, let's go. 515-605-9327. And make sure you hit the 1 button, please. Hit the 1, which will assure us recognizing you would like to say something, question or comment. 2-1, we're going to start with the, yes, a lot of people in tow. Don't worry about it. We have you, Sunshine. We're going to save you because I know you do speed dial. 216 area code first.
Shalom, Elder. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear. Shalom. Your name and location, and the floor is yours.
Yes, sir. Chautauqua Card of Cleveland, Ohio. Pleasure to be on with you again. Just wanted to chime in on this subject here. And one thing I'll say is, too, you already know this. You've gone over a bunch of times in the academy. But you got that House Resolution 33 way back in 2007 where the Masons told us that, you know, they are the ones that are funding the education. You got that quote out there from Albert where, you know, he said that they give us their heroes or give us our heroes, and then they tell them what to do, and then they have them move this way and that way. So I say that that goes right into what you said with young Pharaoh. You know, how is it that this guy can say the things that he said and then still have his platform? If you can, if they can cancel the president of the United States, so-called the most powerful man in the free world, you know, how is it that this guy is still operating unless they either want him to operate or he's in cahoots with them? It's one or the other. But at the end of the day, you know, I think, you know, as we know, the Most High is really the one that's driving this whole ship. You know, he's the commander, you know, of the ship, the captain of the ship. And I use Elder Gabbar as a example. You know, I remember when I was first coming into this truth and the secrets of Elder Gabbar came out. And when I watched that video, it actually, I'm like, man, I respect this dude. It made me look at the GOCC even more. So what I'm hoping is that through all of this, with them trying to actually tear down, you know, us brothers and sisters and using this guy as a tool, that it'll actually make people start to look more into, you know, what their roots are. And then prayerfully, you know, they find our church and, you know, we all make it to the kingdom together. So that's pretty much all I got, Elder.
Thank you, brother. He brought up so many good points. But Elder Gabbar, you was mentioned. Do you remember the secrets of Elder Gabbar being plastered online? The secret.
That was a few years back when that brother from California was taking people's tithes and offerings. And there was a brother that was sending him money. Because he thought that, you know, the brother was putting negative seed on that brother, making it seem like we were stealing the money. But then when it's all said and done, he stole their money. Mm-hmm. Then the brother was crying back to us to try to get the money that he stole, which we told him not to be sending him money. So I think he secretly recorded a phone call and he dubbed it the secrets of Elder Gabbar, whatever that means.
And see, this is why some people, you know, that's why we had to organize everything and make sure everything is accounted, because brothers and sisters, you wouldn't believe brothers would get in like that guy who came in, that guy I mentioned, Nathan Ben Satan. He came in. We had a brand new church in Tampa, in Florida. Orlando. Yeah, excuse me, in Orlando. That's Elder Lawyer's area. And this guy was, man, this guy was, he was robbing everything from here to Tuesday. And it's like, yo, and, you know, and people, you know, it's like, yo, these people are trying to get in position and then steal from people. And it's like, and when we bring it out, come to find out, they've been telling people that something is wrong with what we're doing. It's like, no, everything we do is transparent. So, but the first key is when they start lying to cover themselves. And I thank the Most High that you elders, all you who have worked together with us to run a tight ship when it comes to that, to make sure that everything is up front and that what belongs to the Most High goes for the Most High's people and the initiative for them, right? But then the brother pointed out, Elder Gabbar, that what really solidified his position as far as liking or wanting to be a part of our church was he was looking at a video exposing you, and he gained more respect for you dealing with it righteously. So when guys be putting out this exposing stuff, they really be exposing themselves. you know, but hey, Gabbar, it seemed like your mic went out. Your mic went out. You can unmute your mic.
Okay, I'm sorry, Elder. Yeah, I'm an open book. Whatever I was saying in secret, I was saying openly. So you can record me all you want. You know, I ain't going to deny it. I'll tell you, you know, in open or in secret, I don't change.
Praise the Most High. And, you know, I've been many times. Don't forget, when Elder called me when I was overseas and I was teaching and doing things over there, and he was just one person and persevered through a lot of accusations and everything else. And look what the Most High has done with New York. You know what I mean? Praise the Most High. I mean, I'll be on phone calls and Gabbar was like, listen, and he, you know, Elder Gabbar, he came a long way. I remember Elder, because a lot of you don't know this, Elder Gabbar was an MMA fighter. So I'm on the phone trying to calm him down because he's talking about, you know, doing breaking people's back and stuff.
Yeah. Putting my hands like Nehemiah in the Bible, not
yeah.
Like, I'm like, put your damn hands on people.
I'm like, Elder, you have to realize our people are coming from all types of dysfunctions, and we have to. The Bible tell you they're hard headed, stiff necked, and rebellious, and we can't blame them for being what they are. We have to guide them, help them. He's like, listen, yeah, but a quick two piece ain't gonna take away from us helping them afterwards. And I'm like, no, I'm like, but Gabbar came a long way. I'm just making a joke, but brothers come into truth, and they'll, and sisters too, they'll drive you into carnality. To responding to them carnally, and we have to be very careful with that. But and listen, people can expose what they want. At the end of the day, we must be doing something that the Most High know is good. Okay, he know is right if it's worthy of being exposed. If it wasn't nothing here as far as work is concerned, there'll be nothing to expose. So I thank the Most High for the opportunity for that, too. 831 area code. Let's go.
I just want to say one thing dealing with the caller who called in. As we mentioned earlier, I know he mentioned that he's probably in cahoots with him, or that's probably a thing.
Yeah, I don't think so.
We don't necessarily believe that. You know, it's become very, I guess you would say, popular when people go against the grain, or they go in a particular direction where you're questioning, to say, well, he must have sold out to the Illuminati.
Yeah,
we don't believe it's that deep. Is that deep? We just believe that, you know, our people are being used in where they are in their walk. They're just being used unknowingly.
Yes,
that's what it is.
Yeah, it's this ideology that they can utilize. So it's not that they are, that he's been put up as some type of prop or some type of, you know, put in a position to dissuade our people like some government informant.
Right.
I don't believe Pharaoh is far from any of that. I believe the brother's passionate.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that, you know, I believe that he has good intentions too.
Mm-hmm.
But I also believe that they understood what they can use in his stance against the Bible. They knew that the attacks would leave off from them, and that the people listening to him, predominantly black people who believe in the Bible, grew up with people in the church and grew up with their family in the church, would hear his argument against Judaism and begin to question the validity of the book. This is how calculating they are. They knew that they could use him. They can put his, give him a more broader platform through the mass media to influence us not to believe our children. See? So they didn't have to say, well, listen, here's what we're going to do. And that is a roundtable discussion. And young Pharaoh got an Egyptian snake behind him saying, okay, this is how we're going to do it. Nah. They knew his ideology would be troublesome.
Right.
Would actually be what you would call a bump in the road for those who believe in the Bible. Mm. So this is how Esau worked. Like, yo, this guy right here, he got 500,000 subscribers, blah, blah, blah. But guess what? He's using this, the guy we got, to say that, you know, the Egyptian exodus never happened. So he believed that history. Mm. So when he attacked us by proxy, he'll be attacking the Israelite movement. Boom. That's inviting the CPAC. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Matter of fact, we're canceling him. He's anti-Semitic. So now all the people that was behind Ice Cube, when they was claiming that he was anti-Semitic, that was behind, that was standing up for Nick Cannon and Deshaun Jackson because they found out they were Israelites, and now people started being behind him, they say, but this guy don't believe in the Bible. Let's just say he's anti-Semitic. Man, Esau is strategic, man. And they say we can take that same energy of now people being anti-Semitic and be behind one who claimed that the Bible doesn't exist, the history of the Bible doesn't exist, and therefore there's no need for us to believe they're Israelites.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Calculating. But I'm glad the brother called, and I thank you last week who said that we need to look into it, because looking into it, I seen the devil's hands all over it from the media side. Young Farish is doing what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't disparage, or I'm not against that brother in any way, but I know that what Farrell beliefs were concerning the Bible, but they wanted to highlight that as a stumbling block for young people, for our people. Let's go. So I pray that Pharaoh look at this and look at the history we have concerning the archaeology that gives the Bible validity to prove that the Exodus did happen. And guess what? I'm also offering where if Pharaoh wants to reach out to me and talk with me, not publicly and all that, and we can just talk it out so that egos don't get in the way, I want to sit with him and give them the whole breakdown of the Hyksos and all of our history before we became Israelites to prove that we were Egyptians, but yet we had a different bloodline living in Egypt. I'm willing to give them that privately, because I know when it's before, when the camera's on, people got to put on their egos and all that, and then there's going to be some negative and you know, thereby thwarting any constructive build that we could have as a people, right? But I'll give him that if he wanted. But he may be sealed in his conviction concern against the Bible, and he have a right to do that too. But I'm setting the record straight so that those who've seen his video could now come over here and say, well, okay, this is what Pharaoh said concerning that, but Pharaoh didn't have understanding on those precepts. So he didn't prove anything. He didn't prove that the exit didn't exist because he don't know the Bible.
And Elder, may I also add, you know, what these people to understand that if you go to Africa, there's a major, movement of Africans waking up to the fact that they're Israel. And they also waking up to the fact that all these names they are now are going themselves by, they're using, is actually been a curse to them, because now you got the the Bantu doesn't deal with the Nigerians, the Nigerians don't deal with the Ashanti, and they realize, you know what, we're all Israelites.
Mm.
There's an awakening, and it's been an awakening for a long time. So what I tell the Kemetic brothers that are dealing with, you know, black cultures and the different, you know, spiritual system, whatever you want to call it, Judaism, biblical principles, that's been in Africa before the white man touched it. That's been recorded. Arabic explorer, before the white man went to Africa, recorded finding Hebrews, finding people with the Torah. So they got to get up this thing that this is a white man's book. Yeah, they stole the book and they made it their own. But why take away the powerful weapons in history? This book. We should take this book and say, this is ours. We're gonna take this book back. And he should commend the brothers from Africa. They are waking up and taking this book back rather than setting up a $50,000 competition to any rabbi that the Jews ever existed. And it's asinine. You can't prove it. You know, there's no way you could say or convince anyone that the story of the Bible did not happen. Yeah, you could say that it is from the Israelite point of view or what have you, but there's a plethora of evidence of the people writing about the Hebrew Israelites and talking about the people of the book. So they should just drop that book. It's futile to argue. You know, whatever point he wants to bring out and for the betterment of the people, whatever that is, he should bring that out and leave the Bible alone.
Yeah.
That's what you should do. You just leave the Bible alone because you're going to find yourself, you're going to be alienating more of your followers or more people than you think.
Yeah.
There's an awakening. And it ain't happening in Kemet.
That's right.
It's the Bible. It's an awakening. So he should go with that train rather than going against it.
And Gabar, off of him, real quick though, right? That going back to Africa Con and the Africanism and Afrocentrism that galvanized the movement in the 70s and 80s is over.
It's over.
Yeah.
All that we see the Con now.
Yeah.
So the whole thing is there's no way you can push Africa. We got Africans calling us in numbers saying, how do we baptize in the Gathering of Christ Church? How do we become Israelites? How do we learn this? Because we've been following y'all for a long time. Africans are converting to their original bloodline and history as being Israelites. So when you got Africans now renouncing Africanism, that leaves it where these so-called people that's dealing Egyptology and all that, they don't even have a leg to stand on anymore. And I'm so glad that I spent some time living in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
So let me tell you, folks, and see, that's because our people aren't learned and travel. The people in Egypt don't know what the Hades and Egyptologist in America is, or Egyptology. It's like, what is that? They'll tell you that the Bible is correct. They'll tell you. They're going to a story of Isaac and Jacob. I'm talking about those who have generations back to ancient times of Egypt. The Egyptians will tell you that our people, they honor Joseph till this day, who helped the famine. So by you crapping on the Bible and its history and archaeology of our place in Egypt, you are offending actual Egyptians who are from the land. You are offended. You'll go over there and they'll tell you, that's a bold-faced lie. We have the history of the Israelites here. We honor Joseph here. They honor Joseph of the Bible almost as a god over in Egypt. So the con game of going back to Africa is over. Everything is falling, folks. And what's growing in number as we speak? At the same time, the Afrocentrism is falling. The conscious community, all that stuff is going nowhere. The Christian church is falling. What's on the rise, brothers and sisters? This is what the Most High said would happen. The truth of this Bible and us being the people of it is on the rise. And they've been charting that, which will be our broadcast next Wednesday. Our broadcast next Wednesday, Elder Gabbar, will be, that's right, re-examining the Philo Project. Re-examining the Philo Project, Esau have been watching black churches. In fact, let me see how I'm going to title this. AC, white rulers have been watching black churches. Oh, woo! White rulers have been watching black churches. Hey, I need that title. And under that, in parentheses, the Philo Project next Wednesday. Oh, we're gonna blow the roof off of that one. 404 area code. Let's go. 404. Shalom.
Shalom, brothers. How y'all doing?
Shalom. Your name and location. We're doing fine, brother. How are you? Yes, we can hear you.
Good, good. My name is Malcolm Hill. I'm in Griffin, Georgia, a little country town outside of Atlanta.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that I think they were never going to have young Pharaoh to speak at the CPAP. He thought he was going to properly speak there. I think he's kind of naive on that point. To me, he's just not the type of black person that they would have speaking at the CPAP. When they invited him, I think pretty much they knew that they were not going to let him speak. I think this is a last desperate move by the synagogue of Satan, you know, along with the jab. If this was a football game, you know, this would be an onside kick by the synagogue of Satan with 30 seconds left in the game because Jacob is about to rise. Yeah.
If I could make one more point, go ahead.
The Hebrew and Bible Academy, I'm in my second one.
Yes.
And I'm actually a chiropractor, and I came out of chiropractic school actually $150,000 in debt. Thanks to the Most High, I have been able to pay that off. But to pay 1,000 times less for the Hebrew and Bible Academy, you know, the public education system, I almost just feel like I was just robbed. Because the things that you guys see is awesome. And so I just want to call and thank you for the work that you guys do. I did receive the calendars yesterday as well. They're beautiful. And this is my first time calling, but just wanted to say thank you for the work that you guys do. I appreciate it.
Hey, brother, what I want to say, even with the Hebrew and Bible Academy, with all the research and books, and I mean, folks, I got a Josephus here from 1816. Okay. They can't hide nothing anymore. But anyway, brother, do you know that we've been dealing with this academy for a lot of years, and we've never went up in price? It's $150 for 3 months, and that have never changed.
Brother, that's
knowing the conditions
that's
of
a blessing, because the things that you teach is awesome. It's just awesome.
You see what we went into with the virgin birth, but I'm going to give you the chart.
Yes, Diana, Destiny's Child.
Oh.
You know, you even brought out the Michael Jackson music. I was like, wow, this is deep.
Oh yeah, when it can't. And guess what? No one has tied that rock to Christianity and Islam.
Wow.
And Esther, wow, who's being worshipped in Easter, this
yes,
coming
yes.
Every spring solstice. Do you know that information wasn't out there? How the cobblestone and the ancient Babylonian cobblestone is linked to Christianity as well as Islam? That's nowhere out there. The goddess,
yeah, the way
that
you
they
guys brought it out.
Together.
It's just awesome, man. It's just awesome. Yeah.
Hey. Check this out. The argument of the virgin birth, we're going to pick it up this coming Sunday to show you that the pagans were trying to push their rendition of the virgin birth with opposition, and that there was records there by the original church saying that they know who Christ's lineage is through, and that on either side, Luke and Matthew, that the historians, the first century church after the disciples, says it's Joseph on both sides. That history will be shown with the charts that were there during the argument this coming Sunday.
Woo! I can't wait. Thank you.
We're going to start it with that. All right. Let's go down the line. 313 area code.
313, that's me.
How you doing, sister?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes. Name and location.
My name is Miss Turner. I'm located in Detroit, Michigan.
The floor is yours. And please turn us off in the background.
Okay, everything is off. All thanks to the Most High God of Israel. I'm so excited that I got in contact with you guys because I have sent the email a couple of times and no one has gotten back to me. However, I've been watching you guys for 2 months now, and everything that you guys have been speaking, it has been resonating in my spirit so strong. The Most High is using me. I'm a mother of 8 children, and it's important that I get this truth in my spirit to where I can teach my children and guide them the right way, because we grew up in a church. We've been in a church ever since 2000. And my children and I just knew over the years growing in a church that we wasn't getting the whole truth, because my children, they are very spiritual by birth. And they just was asking me questions that I never really could answer. So somehow the Most High led me to you guys. I am truly, truly blessed by the teachings. Me and my 8 children, we are listening to the videos, but my whole goal is to find a body, so you say, where we can come and study this word and get the truth. Because we used to go to church, we was faithful. But now I want to be faithful in going into the body to where they are preaching the truth like you guys. We need to know the truth.
Sister. So do you have anything on the topic, or you just want us to make sure Elder Dale reach out to you in Detroit?
Well, I do have some on topic as far as the topic for tonight. Young Pharaoh.
Okay, before you go before you go there, give me your name, because we have your phone number already. Give me your name so that Elder Dale can reach out to you.
My name is Tanico Turner. Please reach out to me, please. I'm in Detroit, Michigan.
Okay, we got that. All right, what's your point? Dale will
reach
you. What's your point?
Speaking on the topic with Young Pharaoh, I have been watching him for about a year and a half, and you know, he's speaking a lot of truth and a lot of facts, but I think he's going off like the scientific way of science, the way science would do it. And, you know, he's not really clear, you know, well, as far as teaching the people, he needs to have that Bible in front of him, because the Bible, it teaches what's going on now. It's nothing more realer than that word that's coming out that Bible and seeing what we've been going through all the years. And even what we're going through now. So I think that if you guys can reach out to him, if he can get in his Bible, he will be powerful. You know, the Most High will use him mightily. You know, because I've been watching his teachings. He's against the what they call that, the holidays, like Christmas. He breaks it down real good. He breaks down Easter real good. So even listening to him a year ago, let me know that I was celebrating pagan holidays. So that's kind of woke me up, you know, also, you know, because he would speak about the pagan gods that was behind the holidays.
See, but,
and that
sister,
they are our devils.
Sister, I understand what you're saying, but that's weird in of itself that he would be against Christmas and pagan gods and not realize that those days were worshipped in Egypt, too.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So he probably didn't have the elders.
Yeah, he don't know. But sister, let me put you on hold. Della be calling you up because we do need room because we got to go. We have to get the rest of the calls, okay?
Okay, I just want to say God bless you guys, and I love the work you're doing, and keep up. I'm praying for you. I watch you every day. Every day I'm watching you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, sister. And you have a call by Elder Dell. All right? Bless you.
Thank
you. 443 area code. Then after that, we got 642. 443 area code.
Yes. Greetings, elders.
Greetings.
Shalom. My name is Farah Reed. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. I'm kind of up in age, so I don't know too much about this young Pharaoh. But I got four kids, so I do know about kids. But
yeah.
I really want to say, this is my first time in the academy, and my money was well spent. I love you guys because
Thank
I have you. A very short attention span, and let me tell you, you time enough for me, okay? and I love that. What I really want to call and say is that here in Baltimore, there's a low-income housing project. The city of Baltimore said that they found high traces of COVID in the wastewater coming from that building. Okay?
I knew it.
Now they're making it mandatory that all the people living in that building have to get a COVID test. And, of course, our sisters are out there with their pen and paper signing people up, okay, to set them up with COVID testing appointments until they can get a mobile van to go to those projects to give them the shot. Oh, my heart just hurted so bad. And it was so funny because a few months ago, a white woman came on. I don't know if she was in France or Italy, but she was saying that don't send your kids back to school because they're going to be testing the wastewater because they're doing it by her, and they will lock your kids up and you won't be able to see your kids. And I called my son right away. I said, don't send your kids back to school. You're going to have to keep on homeschooling. And he said that he would. So, you know, it's just
Good.
Something now to see that this is actually coming true.
Well, sister, we said this in the beginning of this and in the academy. You weren't in the last academy.
No,
Shapak
this
brought
is my
out,
first academy.
Yeah. Well, Shapak brought out in the last academy during the news segment that China was testing the stool water of certain
right.
schools and certain institutions, and that was in the news.
Mm-hmm.
And what I said was the same way they said Wuhan, China, so that make us believe it has nothing to do with us. Is how they said Wuhan, and that's where COVID started. And then they started talking about black people. So the whole thing, I said back then, that they're going to take these projects. We're going to realize now why they put real police as the guards at these in these projects. They're going to be shutting these projects down and making it where people cannot enter or leave due to a pandemic. And this is where it's going. They're going to make it where they can. And they did this in Australia, where they had a full building lockdown where people could not leave the building. They turned that building in Australia into a jail. They're going to put the whole project on house arrest. And here we are. Thank you for the intel. I'll be going into that more so this coming Sunday, okay?
And my son works for the government doing pipes and sewerage, fixing all that up in your streets and things like that. And he said, Mom, that is such a lie because they have so much stuff in that water. And then I remembered, I was like, yep, that's why I have so many purifications on my taps because they say you're drinking other people medications. So he said it's hard to even find that because there's so much stuff in the water, you just can't pinpoint that like that.
Yeah, I mean, what a place to look for a disease or a pandemic, wastewater. What aren't you going to find in the wastewater?
Hey, man, it's getting tough. It's getting real tough. Let me hold this one for 1 second. I mean, don't forget China started the deal of checking people's, as they claim. You can't believe anything the media is saying. But, hey, let's take it to the next step. Let's ramp it up. This is BBC News. We're going to ramp it up on the China tip, COVID-19. Japan asked China to stop anal tests on its citizens. You can't make this stuff up, folks. I mean, what's going on here? Have we woke up in a sci-fi flick or something? So China is looking out for Japan citizens driving through saying, well, okay, not a cavity search. No. This is what they're doing. The gel vibration has now been placed normal into regular civilization, into where we live, the civvies live. And now it's a cavity check. This is what they wanted to do the whole time, folks. They started off molesting us and filling us down, talking about, yeah, under the Terrorist Act. And now they want to stick stuff up people's rectum. And Japan said, listen, y'all got to stop anal checking our citizens. Folks, these are cavity searches. They sticking swabs. This is the Twilight Zone, folks. Someone's having a big laugh, and there's nothing but these Sodom and Gomorrah freaks who are behind all this stuff. So here it is. They're lying, talking about they found stuff. Let me tell you, these tests are a joke. Mm-hmm. The guy that made the test said that these tests and the way they're testing were made to give false positives. It was made to give false positives. You can test someone and they could be positive with one test, the same, and within the same minute, take another test and they're negative. Within the same minute. It's a bunch of garbage, man. This is war against the poor, against a certain demographic of people. This is war. Like, it's a shame they're gonna lock our people up in these. And you know what? Believe it or not, it's going to be our people enforcing this. Mm-hmm. Locking these people up in the projects who don't have no alternative provisions otherwise. No other place to dwell. Man. Christ is going to judge these devils. 901 area code. 901. Okay, going to the next call. If you don't pick up, I'm going to the next call. 642 area code. 642.
Hello?
Yes, bless you. You're live at the Gathering of Christ Church.
Oh, blessings to yourself, elders. Thank you for taking my call. I represent the state of the African diaspora, SOAD, which is a government that represents 350 million people in the diaspora. How do we work together as a people? I understand you say that we need to fall in line under the Almighty and the commandments, and I agree with it. But where we are not going to all fall in line with the same doctrines, can we not fall in line with some of the same principles?
Well, we would have to have that discussion, okay, because it depends. What a brother or sister would have to lay down on the line is what they believe and what they don't believe concerning the principles in the Bible. Because we may agree on one thing, but there may be a principle this guy's operating with to think that it's okay, you know, for him to, you know, get with some children or something. How do we know? So how would you figure that out? That from the principal component, we can work together. How would you figure that out? Give me an example of that.
Well, from my point of view, Elder, I believe in the principles of the Bible. So those are the principles I align with. But I believe that we can align in some areas in some things.
Again, and I'm with you, brother. Don't think that I'm against you. This is fact-finding here. This is getting to solution. If you were put in charge of that, how would you lay that out where two people who believe differently agree on principles enough to work together?
Well, for example, one of our principles within our doctrine is that we actually state out that we do not, we do not condone or we do not associate with anything to do with, for example, sexual abnormalities with anybody. So that's part of our actual doctrine within SOAD. But can I just say, Elder?
Okay.
For example,
all right. I'm going to let you say, but keep in mind, and this is not to disparage what you're talking about. Because here is why Christ came and made a defined line on right and wrong and what we need to do. Because when you put it out there, when this question is asked, there's always gray areas and it never gets to a final solution. And then not to disparage because what you want in principle actually is a good idea. But getting there is an entirely different idea. Keep in mind, what I would do is I would write down the principles according to the Bible and ask, are you on board with that? And suppose they're not. So what I'm saying, what I'm telling you is what Israelites are doing and what we were teaching, what we're doing is already out there. We're drawing the line in the sand and people are choosing to stay on the other side. I don't see what else we can agree on outside of being black. And that doesn't work. And and we're doing this while time is running out. Right? So I'm with you. But the idea of getting us together simply because we have a common enemy, the power structure, and that we're all black, it's not going to work. I need to know whether or not you're going to sell drugs to my children. I need to know whether or not you believe that a man and woman is what God intended as the head of a family. I need to know that our principles and our morality, coincides. Like, you understand? And even if there's a Muslim, I can see where I can have we can have a conversation mutually on morality and others sitting down with a Muslim. But then I understand that we wrestle not with flesh and blood. I know every time this guy walk in, he's walking in with another God, another spirit attached to him, which can cause chaos at any time.
I understand exactly what you're saying, Elder.
Listen. So I'm going to let you elaborate, but I'm going to show you something. Get Matthew, the third chapter, real quick, Elder Lloyd. And I'm not going to interrupt you. You can go all the way because I need to bring something out. When they came to look at John baptizing before Christ came on the scene. And I need you to hear what John said. Read.
St. John chapter 3, verse 1. And in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Read.
I need you to go
where it says, you vipers.
Yes, sir. Jumping down the verse.
So first of all, it was about repenting first. How can I align myself with an unrepented viper? I don't know what this guy's about or this girl about. So the Most High made standards where we can understand who to work with. So when the Pharisees and scribes came up to John, what did John say? Read.
Verse number 7. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them.
Now these were well-learned people, leaders amongst our people. He said unto them what?
O generation of vipers,
people who've been destroying our people. Read.
Who have warned you to flee from the wrath to come?
Read.
Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance.
You must come with fruits meet for repentance. You have to come with what you constructively bring to help our people, starting with admitting what you were doing to harm them. And how can they know this without a law? Read.
And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father.
So even Israelites couldn't say, well, I'm an Israelite. It was deeper than you knowing that you were Israel. Because we have to know once you're cleansed and once you are amongst us, that old man is not going to come up and destroy us from the inside. Read.
Think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father, for I say unto you, that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham.
Exactly. So there's a clear distinction on what one needs to do if they're going to work with us. This kumbaya, let's everybody get together, because it's never going to work unless we have a clear platform with directives that we can all agree on. And it's not subjective. Okay, two cannot walk together lest they be agreed. And while your organization might have good intentions, the Most High already made an organization. It's called the kingdom. And there's only one way to get in. But go on. I'm listening.
Okay, so from my perspective, first of all, my alliance is with the Almighty first. Then it's to my family and my church, TOCC. And then it's to my government, SOAD, who is led by the Queen of Sheba the Third, as in the Bible, the Queen of Sheba the Third. And I believe under this leadership, this great leadership, it has come at a time that is a prophetic time. And for example, very quickly, I'll be very quick. One of the things that we've established listening to your conversations is we've established our own currency, that the Maroon Akinpon, the indigenous people of Jamaica, we've taken that currency and made an international currency for the diaspora called the Lumi. Now, this is something that is empowering us as a people as total. For another example, the Queen of Sheba has said, we will not take the vaccine within our diaspora. So these are another thing that we can align under. Now, I cannot...
Hold up, brother. Let's reel this back. Let's reel this way back, especially when you're going to put our name, the Gathering of Christ Church, with the Queen of Sheba. Let's take our time. Let's hold up. Let's take our time, because I know you didn't say the Queen of Sheba has something to do with this in the same sentence of the Gathering of Christ Church.
Said what I said, Elder.
Okay. All right, so now I need understanding. What do the Queen of Sheba have to do with what you initially said that we need to do as a people? What is this something that I should acknowledge, this Queen of Sheba?
Sorry, Seg, I missed the last point, Elder. Sorry.
Who is this Queen of Sheba? Just don't talk around. We're going to focus on Queen of Sheba.
Yeah. She's the Queen of Sheba of Africa, the Queen of Sheba as in the line of the Queen of Sheba in the Bible. She's Queen of Sheba the Third.
Okay, where does she communicate? How does she communicate?
How does she communicate? I don't understand what you mean.
Is she an entity? Is an ideology? What?
No, she's the Imperial Majesty. The Imperial Majesty.
Okay. Listen. Where in the Bible can we find this information that comes from the Queen of Sheba? Where in the Bible? Chapter, verse.
Well, I'm not as versed as you are, but in Matthew 12, 4 and 2, it says the Queen
okay,
of
Sheba. Okay, hold up. Let's get the scripture. Chapter, verse.
Matthew 12, 42, verse 42.
Let's go there. Just relax. Read it, Elder Lawyer.
Matthew 12 and 42. The Queen of the South shall rise up in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. For she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the words of Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here.
Okay. So do you know what that means, actually? Or do you think that...
I would like...
matter of fact, I'm not going to tell you what that means. You tell me, because you brought this scripture. What does this mean, brother? Is she going to rise up in judgment?
From my perspective, Elder, it suggests to me in this time that we're living in that the Queen of Sheba will be part of rising up against injustice on the earth.
Okay, so where is she? Where is she?
That's how I read it. Pardon?
No, I'm asking you. I'm asking you, where is she?
She is in Africa. South Africa.
Okay. Okay, she's in South Africa. Is she living there? Is she a spirit? What is she? Do you believe Queen of Sheba is living right now in South Africa?
No, I believe a descendant of the Queen of Sheba is living right now in South Africa.
Okay, who are they? Have they been in contact with you?
Elder, this is absolutely a fact that the bloodline of the Queen of Sheba exists today.
Brother, listen, I'm asking you, brother, you got to answer me. Listen, remember how we were going into how we come on one accord? When I ask a question, I need you to, I don't need you to go any other place. Answer the question because I'm trying to come on one accord with you. Are you saying that some people from the bloodline of Sheba is in contact with you? That's a yes or no?
That's a yes, yes.
Okay, and who is who is that person? What's her or his name?
The Queen of Sheba directly is someone I have a communication with, but the government I represent is SOAD, the State of the African Diaspora.
I got to put you on hold, brother, because if you do it once more,
I'm sorry, I don't understand the question.
If you do it once more and skirt around my question, you don't got to understand it. You have to answer it.
I'll be happy to do it.
No. Are you going to answer it or no? Or should I go to the next call?
Yes, I will.
Okay, I'm going to ask the question again. Who from Queen of Sheba's bloodline that you said you've been in contact with is talking to you? Who is that person?
Okay, the only person that I could say that I've had communication with her is the actual Queen of Sheba herself.
Herself. Okay, brother, this is where I place you on hold. So what are we to learn from this, brothers and sisters? Because the Most High will allow scenarios to happen in the midst of us so that we can learn from it. When I say the Queen of Sheba shall testify, it's just talking about other people, even from other nations, coming to the knowledge of the truth and testifying even against those of our people who would reject the truth. That's all it's talking about. Now, I'm going to show you what happens when you start coming off and saying, well, first of all, my church is GOCC, and I'm rapping with the Queen of Sheba. This is stuff we're talking about, folks. The stuff we're talking about, how we deal with all this, the ideology of craft, witchcraft, and sorcery, and doctrine. Use a scripture that has nothing to do with right now, about a spirit of Queen of Sheba. When it says she shall rise up, it's talking about people like her who acknowledged and respected Solomon, would testify that Christ was true. That's all it's saying. But they've made that into an ideology. Mm-hmm. And the Bible tells us, folks, to avoid profane babbling. This is what gets us to nowhere. What this brother needs to do is dismantle whatever he's dealing with and hit that water and repent and learn again. And let Queen of Sheba rest in the grave where she lies. Elder Lawyer?
Yes, sir. I just want to read a verse up. Just one verse up in St. Matthew chapter 12, starting at 41.
Yeah.
The men of Nineveh shall rise up in judgment with this generation. So should we be looking for the physical men of Nineveh to come and direct us and teach us what we need to do and how to guide us and all this other stuff? The answer is no.
Let me tell you, man, this is, to me, and that's why I can see some stuff, I can see some scams almost a million miles away. Folks, I was raised in North Philadelphia. And if this is nothing like this is almost like a Nigerian letter came to him from South Africa. I'm a general, and I got access to $3.4 billion in the account. And if you send me $3,000, I'll cut you in. This is why we must be on one accord with one sound doctrine. Somebody he's talking to, he believes is Queen of Sheba. But here's the scary thing, is that he started off saying, my church is the gathering of Christ's church. So somewhere, someplace, tonight he was trying to get confirmation from us to allow us to be associated with it. See, I can see right through this stuff because we have sound doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
No, brother, what you're dealing with, you and Sheba, and that whole doctrine is of Satan. And there's no coming together under that. We come together under Christ. So dismantle your organization and your currency that's not spending anywhere. Okay?
Let me mention this as well. This is why we're very wary or leery when people come and they say that they're a member of the church, but they have these alternative or these different organizations that they're attached to or these different things they're attached to. There's no way possible that we can attest to or even speak for whatever it is they claim that they stand for, these separate organizations. That's why we're very careful when it comes to that.
Yeah. And can you imagine me sitting here with lawyer? And I'm sitting here with lawyer on one side, and I got this guy. He's like, yeah, what you say? I'm like, brother, who you talking to? Listen, be quiet. Queen of Sheba's talking.
I was going to say, didn't she come to us for wisdom?
Why she came to us for wisdom. Queen of Sheba came to us.
She came to Solomon.
He's going to Queen of Sheba.
Right. Wow.
Queen of Sheba came to us, and he's going to Queen of Sheba.
Right.
Listen, man, I don't know what you want, but the Bible says you ain't supposed to be dealing with them.
Mm-hmm.
This is why they want to come with. But isn't there other ways we could actually come together? And usually when they come back, this is how they came to Christ and the disciples, folks. They have their, like, Simon Magus. Yeah, man, that Holy Spirit you're using, I'm sure would like to use some of that. No, there's no organization or currency that you're going to have in the United States. And you definitely ain't going to have the Gathering of Christ Church co-sign in it. 432 area code. Let's go.
What's going on, y'all?
Stuff out there. Boy, some stuff out there, isn't it?
Hey, I heard that. That's
crazy,
man.
I can't even bring Elder Gabar on. I'll let Elder Gabar. Where Elder Gabar at? Where he at? I'm going to bring Elder Gabar. I'm glad Gabar wasn't on, because I know Gabar was probably, he probably almost fell off the seat. Hey, hold up. Elder Gabar.
Yes, tell that brother, tell the Queen of Sheba to join the academy.
Hey, woman of the South. Lord, man, then you got some foolishness that you even told me about. Some guy talking about Israel is Africa.
Yeah, that's out there too. And there's a video out there that's circulating.
Lord, have mercy. This is what we have to deal with on a regular basis. I mean, Lord. 432, talk to us.
Hey, how y'all guys doing? All right, my name is Troy. I'm currently live here in Texas right now, West Texas.
Yes.
On that brother, Young Pharaoh, man, I heard a couple of his videos, and I'm with Christ 100%, man, all day, every day. Genesis 6, if you actually, I don't know if you guys agree with this, but Genesis 6, when it talks about the sons of men, the sons of, I don't know if it's the sons of God, going into the daughters of men.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, yeah. So pretty much, was that all dated around Egypt at that time? Because I believe in Book of Enoch.
No, that's pre-flood.
Uh-huh.
That's pre-flood.
Gotcha,
But it did happen mm-hmm. again in the Mesopotamian area, and a lot of pharaohs were from that bloodline.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So when you think about that, the Book of Enoch, according to the Book of Enoch, those when they start doing all the splicing and showing showing the men, showing us all this stuff, how to splice and all this stuff that we never knew. The knowledge, it's all knowledge. It's all knowledge. But I don't know if you guys agree with this, but that's where all the Egyptology stuff come from. So while Brother Young Pharaoh out here talking about, oh, we did this and Egypt that. Well, all that came from the fallen angels. All that came from the fallen angels anyway, bro. They was worshiping false gods, deities, than the one true living God.
Listen, my answer to those guys when they start claiming we did this and we did that. Okay, so how do we get from under the foot of the white man again with all the knowledge we got now? With all the knowledge you ascertained from ancient Egypt, you would think that you would have that knowledge to actually rule at this point. So don't tell me about what we used to do without giving me the knowledge on how to institute it now to benefit our people. So only thing they're doing, I'm going to tell you the only thing they're doing, they're just flattering people. They're making us feel good about something.
The black people, the black people give into it.
We used to do this. We used to do that. All right, that's cool. And you know what Esau's going to come back with? Yo, I need fried onions on that burger. I need fried onions on that burger. Okay?
Yeah.
Flip
That's
it
right.
two times, and I like
That's
it.
Right.
I like it red in the middle.
Yes, sir. Because the Bible says Esau is the end of the world, and Jacob is the beginning of it that follows.
Yeah, thank you, brother. I'm glad you brought over. You brought some real good points, brother.
Yes, sir.
Great point.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you, folks, people, we're no longer impressed by people blowing smoke anymore.
Yeah.
All that we used to be this and used to be that is of no consequence right now. And if you can't tell us how we lost it, we all that end up in the belly of some ships ruled by the white man. So, no, don't sell me some fantasy history to make me feel good about what I used to be. It doesn't work anymore. We did this, and we had the science, and we, metaphysics, we did this. Okay, yeah. And look at our people now. How do we have all that and lose it? And when you go into that, they don't want that conversation because there's nothing that they've read in their history books or on the walls of Egypt that can actually tell them how we lost power. They would need to actually go into the Bible to figure that out. We were disobedient to our God. And I don't understand how you can go into Egyptology and all these other even pagan religions and don't know that there's a consequence in those religions for what? For disobeying the gods they serve. That's actually within any history, including the pagans, that there's a consequence for disturbing the gods. So how can you understand that story and not understand that if we were given the law and had everything, that there would be a consequence for breaking the law of that God? See? So don't come to me what we used to be when what we used to have doesn't benefit us and get us out of this situation now. I don't want to hear that crap. That's just saying, yeah, you think the white man has something. Look what we had. Well, listen, the white man has less and ruling your behind. So take that crap, that back to Africa, blowing smoke up people's rear end crap anymore. We're not listening to it because it's not benefiting, like the sister called in, that family who's living in the projects. They're about to shut down that whole building under this corona COVID crap. That's not helping them in what technology and understanding we used to have. And guess what? That information didn't come from our people in particular, or if you think you are an Egyptian. That information that the Egyptians ascertained came from fallen gods. Okay? That's who it came from. It didn't come from our people. Fallen gods taught the Egyptians those things. and it came with a price. Usually that price was the sacrifice of your own children. So don't talk about the good stuff and all the technology that came without the sacrifices that were made for it. And it was usually the blood of our own children. And tell me you didn't know about child sacrifice in Egypt, you Egyptologist. (laughs) 250 area code.
Hey, what's up, Elder Ricard, Elder Lawyer, Elder Kabar? How's it going? My name is Martin from the Edmonton Body. I'm a Gadite from Tatche, B.C. It's a village up there near Fort St. James. Quick testimony, how I found you guys was I had a dream about two black people teaching me about the Bible. Then 5 years later, I found you guys on YouTube. I saw your video, and I'm like, these two guys are the guys I saw in my dream, and I've been following you guys ever since.
And praise the Most High.
But anyway, there's people like getting us confused, Gadites, with Egyptians, like saying we made serpent mounds and all that. Like, I have never met one Gadite brother or sister that said, hey man, these serpents are cool, like snakes or anything. Like, we hate snakes, right?
Okay,
you know what I mean? And all that trying to tie us in with Egyptians, like the Gadite brothers, like, doesn't make no sense at all, right? You know what I mean?
Well, I'm gonna tell you why that there's some similarities in some of the past history. And that's because our people, the 10 tribes that were split in 721, came over to the Americas and began to practice some of the same paganism they fell to when you read 2 Kings 17. So when historians and archaeologists find some of that history, that's the tie-in. When they see the pyramids of Mexico, they relate that to the ancient constructs that were in the old world. So it's through archaeology and certain practices that they actually tie them two together. And now when it comes to that, there is a similarity, and it has nothing to do in particular with the Gadites per se, more so than the gods they fell to. So that's what they try to – it's not like every Gadite is saying, okay, I'm going to build a totem pole. Okay, I'm going to worship this god or that god. And That's a shame. That's a stereotype that comes with Gad, the same way that there's certain stereotypes that come with us. We don't all – well, I like watermelon and chicken, but I'm sure I met people who don't. So, that's the way it is. That's the way it is. With each race, going to come stereotypes. With each tribe, going to come stereotypes. Like, all Mexicans don't like to work and build stuff. But that's the stereotype that comes with it, right?
Yeah.
So what I do is I ignore that and ignore the stereotypes, because that's a futile battle. The real battle you need to become a part of is what we're doing right now. Getting into those scriptures,
yes.
Understanding how we're the children of Israel, you're a tribe of Gad, and it's time for you to wake Gad up. We need that warrior spirit that comes with serving the Most High righteously. The use of bow. All that understanding that Gad had. Man, guess what? I was looking into something with Gad the other day, brother. And do you know that Esau purchased Long Island from the Gadites for $26?
No, I didn't know that. I know a lot of other stuff, but
No, it was just on. I was looking at this special. Come to find out, they bought the whole Long Island of New York off of Gad for $26.
Yeah,
man, what a deal.
Over here in Western Canada, BC, up here, we suffered pretty bad. My dad went to residential school, and his dad before him, like, all that real horrible stuff, you know. And my dad tell me stories about how they weren't allowed to read the Bible, and the Bible was written in Latin, right? And the like the stuff that you look up Lee Jack Residential School, that's where my dad went to. And it's real horrible stuff.
Let me ask you, what tribe of Indian you're from? I mean, out of the Indians here, what tribe?
We're called the Carriers.
The Carriers?
Carrier tribe.
This is what
but
I need you to look into. This is what I need you to look into real quick, right? I need you to look into the Apache. The Apaches fight with the Vatican over a mountain. Type that in.
That's funny. We're cousins to the Apache.
Well, check it out. The Apaches know that there's certain mountains that have walkways or gates where you can go onto the mountain and you can be on one part of this earth and go to another place. And they were fighting the Vatican over this. This is real-time history where they know that there's gateways, portals on mountains. And I'm going to leave it there. Now, we're going into the Return of the Gods, week 12 of the Academy, when it says they came down on Mount Hermon and how they were able to teach mankind certain things, that those locations are strategically in the earth and the Gadites knew it. And they battled for an area and put 18 telescopes there, 666, knowing that it's an open area in Arizona where, that's right, the spiritual realm enters our plane. I don't know if you're in this academy, brother, but you want to hear about this at least week 12. I'm going into week 12 real time, how the Vatican is looking to take certain locations that belong to Gad because these are portals. These are places for escape. Okay? So,
all right, brother. Can I throw something else in there?
Come on, let's go.
You know, you could type in the name of our reserve. It's called Tache. It means we travel by water, right? T-A-C-H-I-E. In our language, it means we travel by water, right? And it's way up in the middle
again.
Of nowhere.
T-A-C-H. H
I E.
T H I E. And that's D?
No, T A C H I E.
T H C.
T A C H I E.
Huh?
Letter A is an apple.
Yeah.
C H I E.
Oh, Tachi. Okay, go on. Thank you, Lloyd.
Yeah. Anyway, up there on like middle of nowhere reserve, right? That's where I'm from. For some reason, they sent vaccinations up there. They all got vaccinated up there. Middle of nowhere, right? And they're sending a second round of vaccinations up there, too. Right?
Mm.
Yeah.
Damn,
and what has that place got to do with COVID, right? We're talking way out in the middle of the bush.
Mm. I'm going to tell you, it's what the Bible tells you. It's a desolation of abomination. It's finished. Them finishing what they couldn't finish in 70 AD. They're coming after all of the 12 tribes of Israel. And the first round of the war is voluntary compliance to death. And I'm going to be going into that this coming Sabbath. Thank you, brother. And let me get you I got your number. Write this number down for me, Elder Lawyer. And give me your name again, and we're going to call you.
Martin. My name is Martin. I'm part of the Edmonton body. And shout out
Edmonton,
to Officer Riz and Deacon Dave.
All right, shout out. Thank you, brother. We hope to do some work with all the brothers there. Believe it or not, we're going to be traveling there soon, so I hope to meet you. Okay?
Oh,
give
bless
us,
you, man.
You got it,
bless
you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, bless you, brother. It's nice speaking with you. I wish I could take all the calls, so we're going to run through these. We're going to try to limit these to at least 2 minutes per. 831 area code.
Hello?
Shalom, you're live at the Gathering of Christ Church.
All right. I was thinking about the Egyptologist and how you were saying, like, what are we supposed to come up under? And I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, people, as adults, they're comfortable with what they got going on, but what they don't think about is what that worked for their children. Like, would this Egyptology thing work for their children? What does it say their children don't even follow it? There's nothing for their, it just leaves their children lost. But the Bible killed more people. You got people who probably had issues with their mothers, and now they're at peace with them. You probably had, like, marriages about to end, and it's saved now. And now I'm looking, there's a bunch of children growing up who are not going to be lost. They're going to know exactly what to do, and it's going to be able to be passed down for generations.
Yeah, great point. And it's a shame because, thank you. And I think what the sister is saying in a nutshell, to deal with all these different alternative ideologies is really a selfish act in of itself, not realizing how it's going to affect the children. And what I found out about these conscious communities, you go out the way they hang out, it's the same spirit, when you know what I mean, the word, poet, doing the spoken word and poetry and all this stuff there, it's the same stuff. An opportunity for someone to find a woman with someone with a nose ring that's totally out of order and smoke a blunt. At the end of the day, there's no order whatsoever in those ideologies. That's what it come down to. Man, they were doing, they don't tell you that on that place every weekend with Erykah Badu, The Roots, and others used to go down to that place where in Atlanta, where the Nuwabits was, they don't tell you about the freak. It was having straight freak and get high parties all up on there. And you won't have one of the Nuwabits that will come on and say that what I'm saying is incorrect, because I know people who've gone there. Come on, let's go. Let's see. I'll take one more, then we'll bring in Sunshine, because I know she has a list. 985 area code.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. Hello, family. I'm Elena.
I'm
calling
well.
From Louisiana.
Okay.
Thank you for taking my call, Elder. I just wanted to
say, are we playing in the background, sister? Are we playing in the background?
No,
I
have everything turned off.
Okay, it sounds like I have feedback, but go on.
You can hear me?
I hear you. Go on.
Okay. I remember you playing a video when it had all these questions, and it was about the COVID thing and how it was like COVID, so many people supposed to be dying, but you hear no ambulances or anything like that. So lately, I have, since they've been administering this shot, I have been hearing a lot of ambulances, all hours of the night, day. I even brought that attention to my kids because they watched the videos with me. And I say, y'all see and hear all these ambulances we're hearing all times of the night and hours. And they say, yeah, Mama, we hear it. So I just wanted to throw that out there. And also, I work in the school system, and they sent home letters to all the employees telling us that we have to take mandatory vaccine shots in order for us to keep our jobs to be around the kids. And after they sent those letters home, they came around the principal with a list of every employee in the school, and they asked you personally, are you taking a shot, yes or no? So, of course, I said no, and a lot of people on the list said yes, and I know a lot of people that has already taken the shot.
Okay.
As well. I've been calling my family, checking on them, telling them not to take it. And I reached a lot of people, but I called my oldest uncle, my great uncle. He's the only one living. And I said, Uncle, don't take that shot. I said, it's killing people. He said, why don't take it? I said, don't take it, Uncle. He said, I don't know, I already took it. And my heart just fell. It fell in my stomach. I said, don't take no more. Just don't take no more. But
well, it's like this. Well, thank you, sister. And what you read, I'm going to give you some advice.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready to lawyer up. If they try to fire you for not using or taking a medical procedure, which is against your contract, you have legal grounds to sue their behinds.
Mm-hmm.
So get ready to lawyer up. Don't get frustrated about it or nothing. They don't know that you know your rights as an employee And you didn't sign no contract that will allow them to force you to take a medical procedure. Okay, so even though they'll put that out there with threat of the job, they know legally they don't have a leg to stand on for those who understand law. So don't make a stink about it, okay, because you'll probably get way more out of it if they fire you for not, because it's not because you're insubordinate or you're not producing or actually doing the duties you signed a contract to do. I didn't sign a contract to voluntarily take a medical procedure. It's for me to do a job, and I'm good at this. So don't worry about it. If you want to fire me for not taking a medical procedure, make sure you use those words. So you're firing me because I'm not taking a medical procedure, correct? And make sure you have your phone recording the conversation. You don't have to have it all out. Record the conversation. No job, no employer anywhere can force one to take a medical procedure, because long term, you're the person that have to deal with the long term effects if that thing does something to you. Not to say it will, but the schools don't have to worry about that. They'll just replace you. Okay, so I'm going to leave it there, okay? Lawyer up. Okay. Get your lawyer ready. All right.
Elder, one more thing. Let me throw this out there.
You have to make it quick, sister, because we're at the top of the hour.
Okay, well, there's how they're pushing this transgender things with our kids. They have kids at the school that I'm working at that you have to identify them as what they want to be. There's a girl there. She's 11 years old. And she is transgender. She's a girl, but she identifies as a black boy. And you have to.
There it is.
And you see what I'm saying? And it's wild, Elsa. But I just wanted to throw that out there. I love y'all.
Well, sister, thank you. And thank you for all your support. And stay strong. And you know what I mean? Stay prayed up and get lawyered up. Because it's time for you to probably get out of there anyway, and guess what? They'll probably give you a good settlement on your way out the door. All right? Bless you.
Amen. All right.
All right. All right. Let's see. We're well behind the time. 917, then after that, I'll bring in. I'm sorry if I didn't get a chance to get to your call. We're going to get to Sunshine next, and then we'll just wish you all Godspeed. 917 area code.
Hello?
Yes, you're live.
Hello, Elder?
Hello?
Hello? Did you hear me, Elder?
Yes, I can hear you. We're waiting, and time is ticking. You have 2 minutes.
Yeah, I just saw. My name is Hailey Mariam, and I'm calling from New York. Yeah, I would just like to let you know, I like the subject that you put concerning young Pharaoh and stuff like that.
Yeah,
Pharaoh. I like to say quickly, Pharaoh means well, but he's very often the subject that he's trying to put forward, you know, and Ferris has to learn that left and right are the same all through the game. They are the same from Donald Trump all down. He just needs to learn that all is ruled by the Zionist organization. He just needs to learn that, and then he'd be right.
But like I responded to lawyer, what do you expect someone to believe in the Bible, I mean, who don't believe in the Bible, what do you expect them to understand? Any rational person with common sense and any level of morality, if they didn't believe the Bible, wouldn't choose Joe Biden. Right. Okay. Right. Because you wouldn't choose a guy who have a track record of locking up your people. That's number one. So that's right. Just historically correct. I would all the time. How can this guy claim that he's standing for black equality when he was behind locking up a whole generation of black people? So I'm not defending his point, but because he don't believe in the Bible, if I had a choice and didn't believe in the Bible, I would choose the party that's not pushing the death of our children in abortion, that believe in God, that's not behind this transgender and sex change and all these other things that are directly against our Bible. So if not defending him, but I can understand if those are your two choices. I can understand when someone don't believe in the Bible, how they would lean more towards being conservative than this nonsense that you see that's going on with the Democrat Party. Look at our communities. I don't know, since I was a baby growing up in North Philadelphia, I don't know a time where there was a Republican in charge of the black community. So this wreck we see as a community now, the only people you can blame for that are Democrats, because we don't vote for no one else. We don't vote for them. So you can't say the Republicans have anything to do with this nonsense we call a community, our war-torn community. You can't blame that on Republicans because we've only voted Democrat. So I'm not defending him. I'm not defending him. But someone who don't know any better, don't know the Bible, look what they're giving him to choose from. And if it were Joe Biden, okay. I'm saying, yeah, Trump, he's a racist. That's, even though I don't know him personally, and before he was president, I know every black entertainer wanted a picture with him. But he's racist. Just say he's racist like you're saying. He's not on record for destroying a whole generation. I'm talking about Trump. It's not on record for destroying a whole generation of young black men and throwing them in jail with unequal rights and due process compared to white people. There's no way on record where Trump was outright calling us animals and saying we got to be caged like animals. He's on record, this guy, with that. So I'm not defending him, but if I didn't have the Bible and the truth, I wouldn't choose the others. I wouldn't choose, you know, that party either in examining my community. My community, we only voted one way. So thank you for your points, brother.
Thank you. Yeah, anytime. They all work for the same party.
They do. It's two wings of the same bird. I know that. But someone who don't know the Bible, I mean, you're not giving them much to choose from. So I can't blame him for saying being conservative, seeing the mess of saying it's okay to have our children, our young girls, kill their babies without their mother's permission and all that. Who would choose that? All right, Sunshine, 2 minutes.
Hello, hi. Hello, Elders, hi.
You got two minutes to roll with it.
Okay, Elders. The scripture that the mind is for us not to be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, and our people, if not grounded in Christ, we're so tossed. And Esau, the heads of Bozrah and the ruling world powers are bent on trying to keep us in confusion, going to re-educate us, as the Pope said, the youth, and even slay the weak and the old over and over again. And it's like lining us up for the jab and even more. It's a different time it is. We are in Jacob's trouble, but the tactics and the sorcery they use are all the same, with some modern advances in technology, but it's the same end. They want the new generations of our people and all of our people, who they call useless eaters or goyim, to forget slavery existed, to lose our newfound connection with our northern brothers and sisters, and to believe in the media lies and trust in world government and oppression and love it thereon. done. They want like an America where we are like hushed to sleep, black babies all over again, undisturbed in our wickedness. Otherwise, they wouldn't want America at all. It's like many things that they devise. It is just America is a captive land for God's people. And the heads, they knew that we would awaken in this time. So like in slavery, any person with wisdom from them must die, hence the attacks on the wise and the aged. And the sad part is that our people locked into these assorted religions such as the Black Consciousness ideology and Rastafarianism and all the religions that are lukewarm in space, we are the ones that despise one another the most. And the conscious community despise us for telling them about righteousness, which shines a light on their darkness. And other religions hate us for telling them that they are either following another Christ or that they're claiming to love Christ, but they're operating in a rejection of Christ or in hypocrisy. So they're just getting rewards, you know, from men. And the heads, Amalekites, Ishmaelites, all those in Psalms 83, the conspirators against us, Israel, know how hard it is to penetrate us once we believe in a system and we latch on to it. It's so clear that that's why they continually push these different religions to ensure that we, the prey, are caught in one net or another without escape. Even if the synagogue of Satan, they pretend, even if they have to pretend to be the attacked as the people that they are not, just to make sure that we, true Israel, will ultimately be attacked. They'll do it. They'll do whatever it takes to trap us as their prey. And like Elder Lawyer was saying, it's like they're the murderer from the beginning. He is a murderer from the beginning, as the scripture said. So they will lie. They will use reverse psychology, cheat, steal, kill, and do every one of the six things that the Most High hates and try to destroy us. As Elder,
Thank you, sister.
Yes, and I just want to say I thank the Most High and I praise the Most High for this truth, and I pray to never forsake it, for once our seed is planted in truth, that it's harder and harder to believe a lie by His grace. And that's all I want to say.
All right.
That's all I want
Bless
to
you,
say.
Sunshine.
Praise the Most High. Praise
you
the
have
Most
a good
High.
Night. Say hello to your family. Bless
oh,
you.
Yes.
There you go. The Most High is calling back Israel. We're the children of Israel, and we're back. Stay tuned for our Sabbath lesson. We'll be here early, 12 noon, this coming Sabbath. If you wish to support the work, the online classes in particular, you would just send to the top Cash App, $GOCC144, donate if you have Cash App. If you don't have Cash App, go to gatheredofchrist.org under donations and hit the drop down, and there's options in which you can donate to help the work, so we can progress the work and do what we need to do to get to our people, and also it helped the elders. We do a lot to bring this information before you, and we also we put a lot of money and resources and books and others and to show you that we appreciate everything you do for us. We're always the tip of the spear. Before something go down, this church is here to let you know what's happening, what's going on according to the Almighty. And part of why we're able to do that is the continued support that comes with you, brothers and sisters, who have always been behind us and helped this work and helped this truth. With that, we thank you. Thank you for your support. Go to historytimes.org if you want to enroll in the next academy that will come up from a month from now. And get your calendar. That's right. The calendar for the new year to stay on time for the Sabbath. With that, I say pray it. We're going to put it out there. Stay prayed up. Sin not. Thank you, Elder Gabar. We will soon see Zion. Thank you. Good night, Elders.